Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Narachaiva Narotamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayat. Nashtapraya Shubhadresu. Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttamasloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, entitled Hiranyakashipu's Plan to Become Immortal. And today we are treating text 14. Iti Vigyapito Devai. Iti Vigyapito Devai. Bhagavan Atmabhur Nirpa. Bhagavan Atmabhur Nirpa. Parito Brigu Dakshadai. Parito Brigu Dakshadai. Yayo Daityaswara Swaramam. Yayo Daityaswara Swaramam. Iti Vigyapito Devai. Bhagavan Atmabhur Nirpa. Parito Brigu Dakshadai. Yayo Daityaswara Swaramam. Iti Vigyapito Devai. Bhagavan Atmabhur Nirpa. Parito Brigu Dakshadai. Yayo Dhyateshwarasa Sarmam. Iti Vigyapito Devai. Bhagavan Atmabhur Nirpa. Parito Brigu Dakshadai. Yayo Dhyateshwara Sarmam. Word for word translation. Iti, thus, Vigyapitaha, informed, Devai, by all the demigods, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Atmabhu, Lord Brahma, who was born from the lotus flower, Nripa, O King, Paritaha, being surrounded, Brigu, by Brigu, Dakshaha, Daksha, Adye, and others. Yayo went, Daitya Ishwara, of Hiranyakashipu, the king of the deities, Ashramam, to the place of austerity. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O King, being thus informed by the demigods, the most powerful Lord Brahma, accompanied by Bhrigu, Daksha, and other great sages, immediately started for the place where Hiranyakashipu was performing his penances and austerities. Please repeat responsibly. O King, being thus informed by the demigods, the most powerful Lord Brahma, accompanied by Bhrigu, Daksha, and the other great sages, immediately started for the place where Hiranyakashipu was performing his penances and austerities. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Brahma was waiting for the austerities performed by Hiranyakashipu to mature so that he could go there and offer benedictions according to Hiranyakashipu's desire. Now, taking the opportunity of being accompanied by all the demigods and great saintly persons, Brahma went there to award him the benediction he desired. Amagyana tamiridasya gyanan gyanan salakaya shakshuramilitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadhamahim dadati swapadantikam vandeham sri guru sri yukta padakamalam sri gurum vaishnavamscha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunastam bitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishnam padam sahagana lalita sri vishakam vitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dinabandho jagarpate gopesha gopita kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe brindavanishwari vrishabanu sute devi pranamami hari priye namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namini gaura tuise namaha nityanando vatutendur vasuda pranavalabaha janaviri jivitapatir krishna prema pradaprabhu padmavati sutta srimam sachirananda purvajaha bhavomata jagatrakta rakta gaura kilevaraha panchatatva makam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhakta avataram bhakta kyam namami bhakti shaktikam vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha paritanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhar sri vasadi gaur bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti vigyapito devai Bhagavan Atmabur Nirpaha Parito Brigu Dakshadai Yayo Daitya Swara Shramam. Translation: O King, being thus informed by the demigods, the most powerful Lord Brahma, accompanied by Brigu, Daksha, and other great sages, immediately started for the place where Hiranyakashipu was performing his penances and austerities. Mukam karoti vachalam pankam lagayate grim yat kripatamaham vande shri guru dinantaranam paramanam marvam sri chaitanya ishwaram akandamandala karam vyapta yena characharam tatpadam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all these exalted Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here this morning, and particularly His Holiness Radharaman Maharaj and all my god uncles and god aunties. We have a number of Srila Prabhupada disciples in this assembly. They are my spiritual uncles and spiritual aunties. And actually, by etiquette, I'm not supposed to speak before them. But you can also disobey the orders of the temple president. I remember that when we were just new devotees, our Bhakta leader, I don't know where he is now, Umanpati Prabhu from America, he used to say that there are 11 offenses instead of 10 offenses. And the 11th offense is to disobey the orders of the temple president. So, even though I'm most unqualified to sit before this wonderful audience, but the temple authorities have asked me to sit here and say something. So I'm therefore begging for the mercy of all these exalted Vaishnavas so that I can say something, first for my own benefit, and probably for the benefit of the audience. So today, we are hearing how Lord Brahma is very eager to go to the place where Hiranyakashipu is performing great tapasya. And what was the purpose of his great tapasya? The purpose is to become immortal. The purpose is to take over the position of Brahmaji. That is a very serious thing. But interesting enough, Brahma is demonstrating a very important quality of a devotee. The demigods, if we go back two verses, three verses back, the demigods are afraid that if Hiranyakashipu occupies the position of Brahmaji, there will be trouble. Yesterday we heard that Brahminical culture and cow protection will be finished. So they're in great anxiety. But Brahma is eagerly going to benedict Hiranyakashipu with whatever he desired. It's amazing. This is described in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramo Nirma Sharanam. Free of envy. Because Lord Brahma, being such an exalted Vaishnava, he is free from all kinds of envy. And therefore, he is prepared to give benediction to Hiranyakashipu, even though he's desiring to take over his position. How many of us in this room would do that? That somebody wants to take our position, and we'll say, Tatastu, let it be so. Very few people would do that. Very few. So Brahma is demonstrating here why he is the head of our sampradaya. He is free from all envy. So, Hiranyakashipu is performing severe austerities, tapasyas, just because he wanted to be immortal. He wanted to occupy the position of Lord Brahma. This is not the goal of tapasya. The goal of tapasya is for pleasing Krishna. First canto, second chapter of the Bhagavatam, it says, Vasudevam param jnanam, Vasudevam param tapa, Vasudevam paro dharmo, Vasudevam param gatir. The purpose of tapasya is for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The purpose of knowledge is to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The purpose of all religious activities is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the ultimate goal of life is to return home back to the spiritual world. Here, Hiranyakashipu is performing so much tapasya for a wrong purpose. So we should not follow the footsteps of Hiranyakashipu. We should not perform any tapasya which is not meant to bring us to the point whereby we can develop love for Krishna, whereby Krishna becomes our ultimate goal. That is the purpose of tapasya. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna made it very clear. Yad karosi, yad anyansi. Yad yuhosi, dadasi. What? Yad. Yad tapasya si kaunte ya. Mat arpanam. Takurusa mat arpanam. Thank you very much. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also make it very clear that any tapasya that we perform must be done as an offering unto him. So that is the tapasya devotees enjoy performing. That activity that will bring us closer to Krishna, that activity that will take us out of this material world, those are the tapasyas we have to engage in. Not this useless tapasya just to become famous. That is all that Hiranyakashipu is after. He wants to become the most famous personality in the universe. But this fame actually is the enemy of the living entity. The fame that we are all running after is actually the greatest enemy of the living entity. We are not supposed to be famous. Krishna is the most famous. And as soon as we try to become famous, then we become infamous. Krishna, he's the supreme famous. That is his position, eternally. But when a living entity comes into this material world, he wants to play the role of Krishna. He wants to imitate Krishna and simply becomes complicated. So therefore, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami gives us a very important instruction in the Mana Shiksha. If we read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita until Lila chapter 6, it is described how Raghunath Das Goswami was favored by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sankaranyananda Sarasvati returned from Vrindavan with some special gifts for Mahaprabhu. And what are those gifts? Shalagram of Govardhan Shila and a gallant of conch shells. And Sankarasanand Sarasvati offered those gifts to Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cherished those gifts. For 3 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was worshipping the Shalagram Shila, Govardhan Shila, and he would wear the gallant of shells. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would put the Shila on his head. Sometimes he would put it on his chest. Sometimes he would touch his eyes. And he was shedding tears, incessant tears, on these Shilas, because he saw the son of Nanda Maharaj in those Shilas. And then after 3 years of worshipping these Shilas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gifted it away to Raghunath Das Goswami and instructed him how to perform the Govardhan Shila worship. It says, use 8 buds of the tulsi plant and place them on the different sides of the Shila and offer Ganga Jal. And you will realize that the Shila is not different from the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. So when Raghunath Das Goswami received these gifts, he understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants me to live at the foot of Govardhan. That is how Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan and made his home at the foot of Govardhan. And so, his authority to teach us how to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So in his Manashiksha, first stanza, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says, he says, Guru Goste Gostaliya Yesu. Sajane Buru Sura Gana. Swa Mantre Sri Namni. Vraje Vraje Navana Yovanam. Dwandues Sharanam. Sada dambam hitwa kuru ratim apruva ati taram. So what Raghunath Das Goswami is saying is that we should give up the desire for fame. Dambam, the desire for adoration, the desire for profit, and we should develop incessant attachment or excessive attachment to the spiritual master, guru, to the residents of Vrindavan, to Sri Vrindavan Dham, to the Brahmanas, ultimately leading to surrender unto the divine couple, the young divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Shama Sundara. So we must give up this desire for fame. Actually, the desire for fame, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it as Drista Swapacha Ramani. He says that desire for fame is like a dog-eating prostitute. This is what is destroying our spiritual life. In fact, it is said that Pratishtha is the root cause of all other anarthas. So long as the desire for fame is there, all the other anarthas will take root. So therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami is advising that to overcome this desire for fame, we must take shelter of Guru. We must take shelter of the residents of Vrindavan. We must take shelter of Vrindavan itself. We must take shelter of the Swa Mantra, the confidential mantra the spiritual master has given us. We must take shelter of the names of Radha and Krishna, that is the Maha Mantra. We must take shelter of all the devotees, and we must take shelter of all the Brahmanas. And in this way, it is possible for one to surrender unto the youthful divine couple of Radha and Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there are three types of sadhakas: Swanishta Sadhaka, that is a sadhaka who wants to be seen as very religious. That is his fame. Then we have the Parinishta Sadhaka. the sadaka, the devotee who wants to be seen as very knowledgeable. And then we have the nirapeksha sadaka, a one who wants to be seen as very renowned and knowledgeable. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that these three categories of devotees, they have different levels of this desire for fame. And to remove the desire for fame, we have to chant the holy names very sincerely. In a letter to one disciple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, he said that the material world is a place of contamination. And so long as you're in the material world, you will encounter contamination. Because you have to deal with materialists who are always discussing pounds and shillings. You will encounter materialists who are always discussing sense gratification. You will encounter materialists who are always talking about the phantasmagoria of this material world. And so just by hearing them, one gets contaminated. But, he says, if you chant the holy name of the Lord very sincerely, Krishna will help. Of course, it is also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mandya Lila, that by taking the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees, Bhakta Prada Duli, Ara Bhakta Prada Jala, Bhakta Bhukta Avashena, thank you. What is the rest of the verse? Tina Mahabala, right? That the dust from the feet of the Vaishnava, of the devotee, the water that has washed the feet of the devotee, and the remnants of prasadam from the devotee, these are great elements for making spiritual advancement. And we see in the life of Kalidas of Bengal. Kalidas was a very interesting Vaishnava. Kalidas would visit all the Vaishnavas in Bengal. And then when the Vaishnavas would see him off, Kalidas would hide in the bush. And after they've gone inside, Kalidas would come out and he would fetch the sand from the footprints of the Vaishnavas and put on his head. And sometimes Kalidas would buy very juicy mangoes, nice fruits, and he would offer to the Vaishnavas. And after the Vaishnavas have eaten, he will hide in the bush. And when they throw away the remnants of the fruits, Kalidas will come out and collect those remnants, and he will eat. And so it is said, because he took shelter of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy with him. And so when Kalidas followed the devotees to Puri for the Ratha Yatra festival, Mahaprabhu allowed him to take three handfuls of the water that washed his lotus feet. Mahaprabhu never allowed anybody to do that. But for Kalidas, he allowed him to take three handfuls of the water that washed his lotus feet and drank it. Simply because Kalidas took shelter of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also made a very important statement. Vishaya Vishtam Mukhanam Chitta Oshadam Chitta Samskara Oshadam Vishram Bena Guru Seva Vaishnava Vishta bhojanam. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying that the medicine for overcoming our material disease is to serve the spiritual master with great faith and determination. Vishram Bena Guru Seva. We have to serve the spiritual master with great determination and faith. And then, Vaishnavos Chista Bhojanam. We must be prepared to accept the remnants of prasadam from the Vaishnavas. Then it is possible to cure our material disease. So, this is the actual austerity for the devotees. It is a great austerity to take a humble position, to accept the dust from somebody's feet, accept the water from somebody's feet, to take the remnants of others. Our false ego is so big. Why should I take the dust from somebody's feet? Why should I take the water from somebody's feet? Why should I eat the remnants of somebody's prasadam? Our false ego is like Mount Sumeru. So we are not ready to humble ourselves. But this is the medicine. This is the medicine for curing our material disease. Of course, in another verse, Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also gives another solution. He says, Samsara Sarpa Dastanam. Samsara, the miseries of material existence. Sarpa, snake. Samsara Sarpa Dastanam. Mukhyanam Kali Yuge. Srimad Bhagavatam Sevanam. That it says in Kali Yuga, everyone is suffering the miseries of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is giving everyone so much miseries in different forms. But if we take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, if we take shelter of the holy name of the Lord, and if we serve the Vaishnavas, it is possible to overcome the miseries of Kali Yuga. So, this is the opportunity that Srila Prabhupada has given all of us in the ISKCON movement. If we take shelter of the Bhagavatam, regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, daily hear Srimad Bhagavatam, daily study Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we chant the holy names of the Lord constantly without offenses, and if we render service to the devotees, it is possible to overcome all the difficulties we are facing in spiritual life. And this is the real austerity. I've been asked to say something about today's occasion. Today we are celebrating the boat festival of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundara Lalita Vishakha. So I want to say something very little about Krishna performing a particular pastime with the gopis. This is found in the Venu Gita, nicely presented by His Holiness Shivaram Swami. He says that once Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they wanted to cross the Yamuna to Mathura to sell their milk products. That is the pastimes of the gopis. They would take the milk products, they would go to Mathura, they will sell them and come back. So on this occasion, they had to cross the Yamuna by boat. So when they got to the river, they saw a very beautiful boat with a very beautiful young boatman. So Srimati Radhika, he sent some of her assistants, Sakis, to go and negotiate a very nice price for crossing the Yamuna River. So the boatman was unnecessarily difficult. He would not agree on any price. And so the negotiation took a long time because the boatman was not yielding. But finally, they arrived at a price, an agreed price. And so they loaded their goods onto the boat. And all the gopis, they entered the boat, they boarded the boat. And then they were waiting for the boat to move. And to their surprise, the boatman said that, "I have just received a message from my boat that unless I receive the Charanamrita, the water from the greatest of you all here, I will not move." So the gopis were surprised. What kind of boat is this that is demanding for water from the feet of one of us? They were a bit suspicious. Maybe this boatman is not, he's not very genuine. Boats don't speak. How is it that this boat is speaking? Well, but the boatman says, "Unless the most exalted amongst you allows me to wash her feet and sprinkle on the boat is not ready to move." So they thought they could defeat the boatman with argument, but the boatman refused to yield. So eventually, Srimati Radharani has to agree. Krishna, pretending to be the boatman, washed the feet of Srimati Radhika and saved the water in his lota. And then he sprinkled the water on the boat. He sprinkled the water on the Yamuna. He sprinkled the water on his own head. And then he sprinkled the water on all the heads of the gopis. And then he said, "Now it is the auspicious moment has come for the boat to cross the Yamuna." So the boat started moving across the Yamuna. And the gopis were very happy that at last they have been able to get this difficult boatman to move the boat. But right in the middle of the Yamuna, where the currents are very strong, the boat stopped. And they said, "Boatman, what is happening?" And the boatman said, "I'm so hungry. I have not eaten for days. If you don't feed me, I cannot paddle the boat anymore. So unless you give me food, I won't move." They tried to plead, "Just take us across. We'll give you whatever you want." But he won't yield. So finally, they said, "Okay, eat as much as you want and take us across." So Krishna was very happy. He ate almost all the yogurt, all the butter. He ate everything. And after he finished eating, he stretched, belched, and lay down to sleep. And the gopis were wondering, "What is wrong with this boatman? He wanted food, we are giving him food, now he's sleeping." He said, "I'm sorry, my dear gopis, I'm so full, I cannot even paddle the boat. So allow me some few minutes to rest. And then when I wake up from my sleep, I will take you across." And he fell asleep and left the boat in the middle of the Yamuna River. So Radharani, being so intelligent, he asked one of the gopis, "Now that this boatman is sleeping, let us examine him carefully and see who is he at all. So he deputed one of the gopis to search the body of the boatman. And as the boatman was being searched, they found a flute. And immediately the gopis could understand that this naughty boatman is nobody other than Krishna himself, who is doing all these things for us. So it is said that the Yamuna River was so happy to witness all these wonderful pastimes. She was smiling by allowing the lotuses to bloom as a symbol of her happiness. And she was praying when the night would fall so that Krishna will come back with his gopis and perform the Maha Rasa dance. So this is just one of those boat lilas that Krishna performed with his wonderful devotees. And we are so fortunate to be in Vrindavan today to witness Radha Shyama Sundara perform this wonderful lila. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Let me have some comments. Maharaj can give us some little bit about this board leader. If you don't mind, Maharaj. Your microphone.
About Guru Rajan Vaishnava and their dust of their lotus feet and remnants and water, everything. And besides this sweet pastime, confidential pastime of Naukavya, boat festival Naukavya, I think it's absolutely entirely very nicely described. Thank you for giving me enlightenment, knowledge.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.